It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar bill.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
We need a siren, Dan. Whenever UFC fights are happening, I don't know, we need something. Whoop, whoop. Like, we need a sounder because UFC and boxing this weekend. And if we know anything about UFC, Dan... bet the unders. Bet the underdogs.
Just take the underdogs and win money. Joe, we should review this right now. Or we should just keep going. I'm going to tell you what the lines are, and then we'll just look at it at the end of the week.
I got him.
Oh, you got him. Okay, let's do it.
I got him right in front of me here.
For the main card?
For the UFC Ultimate Fighting this week, because it's Mark Hunt, he's the guy who fought CM Punk, and he's fighting a guy who I believe his name is Olenek.
Oh, he's fighting Kelly Olenek. Nice.
Yeah. So, but Mark Hunt, he's the guy who beat CM Punk. He's the big favorite in that one. So Olenek is the underdog of that one. Okay. I don't know who a lot of these guys are, but how about this one? Tarion Ware is +405 as an underdog against Mirab something.
I don't even know.
But these are big, big underdogs. Maybe they're juicing it up a little bit. +395, +200 I see here. Marcin Princho is +335. Desmond Green's +350. You can get Cajun Johnson at +500. Like, okay. Those are huge underdog juice numbers. You might hit one of those and win the whole thing.
So it doesn't look like these are pay-per-view. So these are not the type of fights that you go unders on, Joe.
No.
Okay, so you do?
All unders
okay,
in
so
UFC.
You bet all the underdogs. Okay,
oh, yes.
I like to bet the underdogs on the main
card pay-per-view.
Let's watch
it again this week.
Okay,
we're going to do a test. What do we call it?
A test run. I'm gonna take a screenshot of all the odds when I get home. It's the first thing I'm gonna do, and then we will look at who won and we'll count the money. I will say I think that if you're gonna bet one underdog, I think it would be Olenek. Alexei Olenek, because he's the biggest fight. He's the big
fight. And Hunt again.
He's the main fight at 3:59, so 4:00. Main fight Saturday. And again, we have another big card coming up. I believe it's the McGregor fight that comes up.
That's right. I thought it was October or November.
I think it's October 30th.
Okay.
October
6th? I thought it was I thought they changed the date on that one, but I'll
October 6th.
October 6th.
McGregor, wow. Yep. McGregor and Khabib.
Oh man, do I like Khabib in that one.
Me too. Oh, God.
Oh man, do I. We got to wait for it to come out.
I might have literally 40 parlays closing.
By the way, the UFC card for November 3rd, UFC 230. Nate Diaz is in that one.
Oh man,
underdog against Poirier.
Joe, we need to get a UFC guy on. We need to get a UFC guy on. I have a perfect guy in mind. I'll talk to you after the podcast.
David Branch is in that. I mean, Chris Weidman still going.
So
that's November 3rd for UFC. And listen, I'm not like one of these UFC experts. I do like to watch the fights, but I just do it for the action. And the underdogs have cashed. And we should save this, Dan, when we're recording it. But we actually have a take on the Canelo Alvarez Triple G fight that is happening this week. Now, Dan, I will be at Foxwoods for this fight. Foxwoods.
Oh, boy.
I will be there.
I'm very jealous.
Okay? Triple G Canelo. In the last fight, I bet Canelo Alvarez and was on the right side of things. Dan, we talked about this off the air, but
we did.
It could have went either way. Personally, I did think Canelo won the fight, but I had money on him. So, you know, we all know about the history of these two. Two of the best fighters right now going, I think, personally, when it comes to, you know, boxing. And we know that there's not a lot of heavyweights and, you know, the welterweight going right now. But I lean Triple G in this fight. A, the public. B, like, I think this game, this fight's going to go over. And I'll just give you the line real quick. The Triple G.
I think it's minus 150, I think.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking at the. I got the UFC stuff. All right, so Canelo Alvarez right now is a dog, plus 135, which is valid. Triple G is minus 160.
Okay, so I have him 150, minus 150 in five times.
Or first off, I would go over the 11 and a half rounds. This thing is going to a decision. There's no question about it. This thing is going to a decision. I don't think any of these two guys can knock each other out, personally. But I think that this thing goes to the judges, and I would bet Triple G by decision plus 200. And this is coming from somebody who bet Canelo Alvarez in the last fight. I just think the perception is Triple G in a payback with the judges on his side. I like the decision plus 200.
I have no take. What I will tell you is that I don't know much about boxing, so I don't pretend to. I will tell you that it's not in Mexico this time. Which means that Canelo Alvarez probably won't get the decision that he wants to this time, which means I would lean Triple G just based off that.
So just in case, maybe we should cut that in case people, hey, what's the pick tonight for the fight? We can just post it on Over Under 95 so people can hear our pick.
Okay.
But I do like the over, and I like Triple G plus the 200 in the decision.